All right, so we will begin tonight with Act 6 of Vidagdha Madhava. This particular chapter is called Sharad Vihar, or the Autumn Pastimes. So the stage is set, and in walks elderly Jyotila. She's very upset. She says, I have heard today that my granddaughter Radha is wearing a yellow upper garment. I shall go and see if it is true. She walks, and as she's walking along, walking across, she sees Vishakha. And Vishakha, she says, why Vishakha? Why does she wander and wander? And why has she fainted on the porch? I shall go and ask her to tell me. So she approaches Vishakha and she says, Vishakha, it is only the first hours of the morning and still you are wandering around aimlessly. Vishakha says to herself, we have spent the entire night in the great festival of the Rasa dance. Where have we been able to find even the slightest trace of a fragrance of sleep? It is quite appropriate that we'd stagger about like this. And she forces her eyes open. And she says, oh, noble lady, by the order of noble Purnamasi, we have stayed awake all night in a vigil at a temple. Jyotila says, aha, that is why my daughter-in-law's bed was empty last night. Then she says, Vishakha, call my daughter-in-law. So Vishakha says, Radhe, come here, come here. And Radhe, wiping her eyes, oh, and yawning, she comes in and she says, oh, Vishakha, I am so very sleepy. And then she opens her eyes a little more and she sees Jyotila is there and she becomes frightened and she says to herself, why has noble Jyotila come here? And Jyotila is gazing at Radha. She says to herself, alas, alas, it is true. It is true. It is a yellow upper garment. Then Radhika says to Vishakha, from the mouth of Sarangi, I heard that the old lady went in the middle of the night to the riverbank where we were enjoying our pastimes. Is it not true that she must have seen us? Vishakha says, no, no. Vrinda gave her warning. Vrinda gave warning of the old lady's approach, and Krishna took you with him and disappeared from that place. On his order, we two friends met the old lady when she came. Radhika says, then why is she looking at me like that with this frightening stare? Jyotila said out loud, liar Vishakha, have you become blind? Vishakha glances at Radha and oh, she sees the yellow garment. And despondently she speaks a little aside to Radha and says, oh girl, agitated by enjoying transcendental pastimes, is it this? And she lifts up a little edge of the garment and they both look at it on Radha's chest and Radha says, oh, you are my only shelter now. And Vishakha glances at Lalita, at Jyotila and says, with jubilant hearts, the young gopis playfully threw water mixed with yellow dye all over each other. And the colourful water has given a yellow colour to the cloth on Radha's shoulders. Oh, noble lady, why do you stare at my dear friend Radha from the corner of these crooked eyes? Jyotila believes the story. She says, Vishakha, you girls are so restless, and because you are restless, you brought my young daughter-in-law amongst those gopis who are blinded by their youthfulness. In this way, you have almost destroyed my son's home. Vishakha said, O noble lady, Why do you criticize me? You may just as soon criticize the glory of the Diwali festival that's coming very soon, at which maddens all of Gokul. Everybody goes crazy then, from the youngest to the oldest. So why are you criticizing me? Vishakha says this, and Jyotila says, child, actually you speak the truth. Last night I saw all these young girls in Gokul madly doing something like that on the riverbank. With a crooked eye, Vishakha glances at Radha. And Jyotila comes very close to Vishakha, and she folds her hands and looks at Vishakha. And then she says, Vishakha, be merciful to me. Please be merciful to me. I place the tip of my finger on my mouth, and I beg you, please be merciful to me. And Vishakha says, you may order. And she says, please protect my daughter-in-law from the hands of Krishna. Vishakha replies and says, noble lady, be free from all worries. Lalita is expert at this. Then Jyotila asks where Lalita is. And then Lalita enters with Padma, saying, Padma, where have you come from? And Padma says, I have just come from Krishna. Lalita says, where is he now? Padma says, he is at the boundary of the garden of Malati flowers. Lalita says, what is he doing? Oh, he is performing pastimes with Madhu Mangal. Lalita says, has he fulfilled all your desires? Padma, don't think otherwise. I gave him a crown of flowers. And then he said to me, Padma, you are always giving me these flower garlands in the same way as Lalita is always giving me wonderfully colored mineral pigments. Please, take this letter and give it to Lalita. Now Lalita says to herself, taking the letter, she says, I have never given Krishna mineral pigments. There must be some secret meaning. So she opens the letter very carefully and reads the letter, and it says, O restless-eyed girl, please place in my hands a large quantity of mineral pigments from the mountain. Lalita thinks and she says, it must mean, please place Radha in my hand. So Lalita smiles and she says, I will do that. And then she says to Padma, she says, please now go and see Radhika and ask her about her welfare and try to please her. So Padma comes in to see Radha and she says with a playful smile, oh Radha, by good fortune, there is no rivalry or dispute between us right now. But formerly, when the queen, formerly Krishna, the king of the prince of Gokul, stole our garments, but now I see you have stolen his yellow garment. Lalita smiles and says, oh, shameless girl, my friend's upper cloth is dyed yellow with kumkum. When you see it, why do you suspect my friend of doing something improper? Padma smiles and says, oh, Radha, please give me your permission now to depart. I shall quickly go to Sakhistali and bring pleasure to my dear friend Chandravali, who sings the glories of Lord Krishna. Vishakha laughs and says, Padma, you are so fortunate. Your dear friend Chandravali can remain happy simply by singing about Krishna, even though she does not get any opportunity to meet him. Padma says, Vishakha, why do you not also act in that way? Vishakha says, how can we act like that? Padma says, why not? Vishakha says, "Oh, charming girl, my dear friend Radhika becomes completely agitated simply by hearing the sound of the name Krishna." Padma says to herself, she praises the glory of her friend Radha's love for Krishna. "So be it." And then openly she says, "Vishakha, you are genuinely happy, but I and my friends are very unhappy." She's being very cagey, by the way. And Lalita said, "Padma, you do not suffer at all." Padma says, "Lalita, don't speak in this way. We are constantly in the dressing room, stringing garlands for Chandravali, arranging her beautiful hair, anointing her bimba fruit lips with red cosmetics, and decorating her in various ways. Our suffering knows no limit." Vishakha says, "Oh Padma, it is true. You and your friends have many sufferings. I and my friends have only one." Vishakha says, "For Radha, Krishna is like an unreachable star shining in the sky, and Radha is continually tormented by the desire to attain this unattainable Krishna, who is like a regal, maddened elephant enjoying pastimes on the shore of the Jamuna." Lalita says, "Vishakha, there is one more very severe suffering that we experience that you have forgotten. Vishakha says, "What is that? Please tell me." Lalita said, "Oh simple girl, it is that moment by moment we continually apply Yavaka cosmetics to the flower blossoms of Radha's feet." Vishakha laughs and says, "Crooked liar Lalita, stop, stop. Radha's feet are not anointed with Yavaka, they are anointed with the mineral pigment of Krishna's hair." Radhika becomes a little embarrassed and she says, "Padma, don't listen to the words of these silly girls. Just go at once and please your dear friend Chandravali." And Padma says, "As my dear friend orders," and she exits. Then, meanwhile, Krishna is in the forest. He's appreciating the beauty of the forest in autumn. And he's wondering if Lalita got his letter and if she will be coming soon. So what does he decide to do? He decides that he should also send another messenger. And so he takes his beautiful flute in his hands and he plays a wonderful tune. And Madhu says, "What a wonderful, unprecedented sound." And Krishna says, "This was my effort to find a doe. This is to find doe-eyed Radha." And then he goes looking for her here and there. Meanwhile, Radha has come, or she's coming. She's on the way and she has heard the flute of Krishna. And her friends begin to tease her, because she becomes afraid of Krishna. Then Radha says, "Lalita, please." Then she's walking with Lalita. And all of a sudden, as she's walking along, concealing her emotions, her feelings for Krishna, she suddenly looks ahead of her and she says, "Lalita, please excuse me. I am going to run away." And Lalita looks ahead and she sees, she has looked ahead of her and seen a tamal tree. And seeing the tamal tree, she has mistaken the tree for Krishna and become very frightened that, oh, now Krishna is coming. Vishakha says to Radha, "How is it that the three worlds have transformed into Krishna?" And Krishna is thinking, "Where is Radha? How is it that Radha has not yet come? So he picks up his wonderful flute and he plays it again. Vishakha notices that Radha is reeling about and she's almost ready to fall. And she says, "Why are you reeling about and feeling very dizzy?" And because Radha is very shy to reveal what is in her heart, even to her dear friends, they've asked her, and she has been very secretive. But when the flute plays, she begins to become very moved. So Lalita says, "Oh, my friend the flute, again and again I bow down and offer respects to you, for you have openly revealed the great secret that is kept within this Radha." Radha continues to try to hide the outward expressions of her love. And she says to the flute, she addresses the flute and she says, "This cruel flute is actually my enemy. I will now rebuke it." And she says, "O flute, although both you and the bow are born from the great bamboo cane, still, it is to the bow that I offer my obeisances and not to you. When a person is wounded by arrows from the bow, he quickly gives up his life without suffering for a long time. However, O cruel flute, when a person is pierced by your musical arrows, which are more terrible and dangerous even than the arrows of Cupid, he attains a very horrible situation where he remains neither dead nor alive." Krishna is waiting. He looks ahead and he says, "Ah, here is Rangini, Radha's pet deer. Because the moon never leaves its doe-like markings, Radha never leaves the company of Rangini. So Radha will soon appear." Then Madhu and Krishna see Radha coming. And Krishna becomes visibly moved. And Madhu, always bold and helpful, he says, "Look, Radha approaches. Now don't run, my friend. Don't run. Walk slowly. How have you become so bewildered? I will arrange. I will make all arrangements so that your love is requited." And he takes Krishna by the hand and he holds Krishna's hand. He's going to take care of Krishna. So Krishna says, "Oh, my friend, you do very well. I tremble as I approach Radha. It is difficult to proceed. It is good that you are holding my hand." Then Radha says, "Lalita, I can see Krishna is approaching. You are very strong. I take shelter of you. I shall no longer stay in this forest." Lalita says, "Do not fear. As long as I am present, only your yellow upper garment will touch you." Then Krishna approaches. And Lalita tells him to go. He replies, saying that he is not prepared to go. "Now I have you," he says. And Lalita says, "Radha is not the proper object for your jokes. Go away." Krishna says, "Lalita, this is not the Vraj village. This is the belly of the Vrindavan forest. You have no power here." Radha replies, Lalita replies, There are those amongst us who are very foolish, and they fear you. But I do not fear you, because I am the famous Lalita. Then Radha looks at Krishna and begins to tremble. And Lalita thinks that she is trembling in fear, when she's actually trembling in ecstatic loving emotion. So Lalita again steps forward and she says, Radhe, why do you tremble in fear when Lalita is here? Standing there in front. Radha says, let us take the flowers that we have collected and walk to the Jamuna. Krishna steps forward and blocks the way. He says, how will you be able to cross the base of Govardhan, which is covered with splendid black pebbles and filled with bamboos and canes moving in the wind? How will you be able to climb to Govardhan's tall summit? You should take the path that goes by the Jamuna's shore. Now, this statement has many double meanings, and Radha understands the double meanings. So she looks with a very crooked glance at Krishna, and she says, I shall go and complain to Gokuleshwari. Krishna says, Radha, the yellow cloth covering your shoulders is actually mine. Then Krishna says, why are you afraid? Give up your fear. Lalita steps in front and says, Krishna, even though your transcendental qualities are worthy of being glorified by the entire world, and even though you are the son of the king of Gopas, you should not do this wicked thing. Madhu intervenes and says, stop, stop, he says. These girls are stealing Krishna's flowers. Radha had picked some flowers. They are ruining the Vrindavan forest. And Krishna steps back a little bit and he says to Lalita, you girls should count how many flowers you have taken from my forest. And for every flower that you have taken, I will take one jewel from your necklace. Madhu says, yes, you should. For the red flowers, you can take rubies. And for the white flowers, you should take diamonds and pearls. Krishna says, but my friend, these jewels are not anywhere near as valuable as my flowers. So how many jewels should I take per flower? Madhu says, this humble Brahmana begs, please, be satisfied with an equal number. And then another fight breaks out between Radha, Lalita, and everyone involved. And Lalita just says to Krishna, you just try once to touch my friend's shadow. Then Madhu notices. He sees that there are some peacock feathers. He says, look, now that the autumn has begun, the peacocks, seeing your eagerness to enjoy transcendental pastimes, have responded by dropping many splendid peacock feathers for your use. Krishna, my heart is struck with wonder when I see how these peacocks understand when it is a proper time for them to act. Krishna says, friend, you have said the truth. I shall go and collect some peacock feathers for my crown. And Krishna and the brahmachari Madhu Mangal walk off to collect some peacock feathers. And Radhika says, friends, the burden is now gone. I feel free from all my worries. If you are actually kind to me, then keep Krishna far away while I enter the Ashok Grove. So Radha disappears. Krishna comes back and he says to himself, now this crown of peacock feathers will beautify the parted hair of Radha, whose restless eyes are like two graceful Kanjan birds. And he says, Lalita, where is my dear friend? Where is our gopi friend? And looking here and there, he cannot see Radha anywhere. Lalita is not saying anything. And Krishna says, oh, beautiful Lalita, please come down from the great mountain of your contrariness and extend your hand to help me in this dark forest. Lalita says, oh, handsome boy, you should ask Vishakha where Radha has gone. He knows where Radha has gone. She knows where Radha has gone. And Krishna says, looking at Vishakha and looking at Lalita and watching the movement of Lalita's eyes to Vishakha as she's signaling a message, he says quietly to Madhumangal, look. To Vishakha, Lalita signals with her eyebrows. She points to the grove of Kadamba trees. Now Radha went to the grove of Ashok trees. She's signaling the Kadamba tree grove. There is not the slightest doubt that she's doing that. And then, with a proud smile, Krishna walks over to the Kadamba tree grove and he says, oh, beloved, I see you. Come out. And he waits, nothing happens, and he raises his neck and looks like this, and looks like this, and then he says, Lalita, the vine of your rascaldom has now borne fruit. Then Madhumangal says, friend, I see Radha. And Krishna says, you are not like Lalita. I can trust that you will speak the truth. Madhumangal says, yes, I swear on the Gayatri mantra that I speak the truth. And Krishna says, friend, where is she? Show her to me. Madhumangal says, I shall place her in your hand. But first, you must give me a reward. Krishna very carefully and respectfully decorates him with a garland of malati flowers. And Madhumangal says, now you may take her. And he comes and he gives Krishna a leaf in his hand. And on the leaf is the word Radha. Krishna looks and he says, friend, I am pleased by this gift. When the two syllables of my beloved's name even momentarily enter the eyes or the ears of myself, at every moment they bring great satisfaction to my heart. What to speak of a lover's heart? They fill the hearts of the entire world with transcendental love. Then he turns and he becomes struck with wonder. Meanwhile, Krishna says, sees Radha and he calls her. He says, what happened, Radha? And she says, I fled in fear of you. Even now you have come here to mock me. Then Krishna praises himself and he says, by preventing you from hiding from me, I have defeated you. And Lalita says, expert boaster, my friend Radha pulls the great mountain of Sri Krishna with a single sidelong glance. Don't be so proud. Krishna says, I shall disappear and remove your false pride. And all the girls say, do it. So Krishna walks away. He says, there was a tamal tree forest just nearby, and he tells the girls that he will hide in the tamal tree forest, and he goes. And as soon as he goes, Radha's mood changes. Now she is feeling again, instantly, separation. And Lalita says, Radha, do not be unhappy because you cannot now see Krishna. You will see him very soon. We shall go everywhere and find him. So 1 minute this, the next minute that. So then the three girls go searching for Krishna. Radha says, is this where Krishna will be found? And they're looking here, there, everywhere. And Radha sees, first of all, a deer. And she asks the deer, did you see Krishna? Did he come to this place? She says, grass is falling from your mouth, half chewed. Perhaps you have seen Krishna. And then she looks at the trees and she says, look, all the trees, they're stunned. And the birds, they're just sitting there on the branches of the trees. And the bees are flying round and round and round and round, but they're not tasting any nectar. And the parrot is sitting in the tree and not eating the pomegranate, which is right in front of him. They must have seen Krishna. These are certain symptoms that Krishna, who walks like the best of graceful elephants, must have traveled down this path. And as Radha is walking the path, Krishna enters. He says to himself, the great love that Radha bears for me in the courtyard of her heart has become the messenger to quickly guide me to her. So then they meet each other, and Krishna says to Radha, Krishna decides that he will disguise himself as a tamal tree. So he stands very, very still, like the other trees. And Radha sees him and recognizes him. But she decides that she will be clever and pretend that she cannot recognize him. So she looks around, left and right, and Krishna's standing right in front of her. And she says, oh, Krishna is not here. Krishna says to himself, she did not see me. Then Radha looks at him and says, oh, but here is a beautiful jeweled sapphire column studded with diamonds. Krishna says, is it not because of the darkness that she cannot recognize me? Then Radha walks a little closer and she says, what a beautiful sapphire column. And she stands there looking. And Krishna says to himself, he says, O darkness, you are my friend. I take shelter of you. Please extend your influence at once so that this girl stares at me from close range for a long time. She should not know who I am. So Radha moves a little closer to Krishna, pretending she doesn't know who he is. And then Krishna quietly says to her, beloved, when the moon of your face is reflected on the many waves of thoughts in my heart, that reflection is broken into many millions of moons. Then he invites Radha to go with him to a nearby grove, and without any more tricky playing, she leaves and they join together, they go together to the forest nearby. But meanwhile, of course, Lalita and Vishakha are looking everywhere for them. They haven't found them. But then they come to this place where they were, and they see her, they can see how the footprints, they look at the footprints. They see two sets of footprints are going in one direction. So Lalita says, look, our dear friend Radha has gone with Krishna. Here we can see her footprints mixed with his. Vishakha says, look, here Radha and Krishna's footprints face each other, showing that here they must have been holding each other's hands. And here the footprints are all uneven, which means they must have been having some playful pastimes. And here the footprints are very soft and regular. That means they must have been having a long talk. So the gopis are following the footprints of Radha and Krishna. And Krishna says, beloved, not very far away is the soft tinkling sound of sashes of bells. Let us become silent and listen. So Vishakha says, how was our dear friend Radha able to find Krishna so quickly in this part of the forest, so much overgrown with creepers? Lalita said, here that person who is difficult to find in this world enjoys transcendental pastimes. For a moment, a sweet-throated cuckoo stays on a budding mango tree. Then Krishna says, beloved, here are your two friends. I shall play a joke by hiding from them. And the gopis come and say, Krishna is not there. Where is your lover? Radhika says, who knows? Then Krishna comes and says, Lalita, I have not been doing anything bad in this forest. I have been hiding in the forest for the entire time. And Lalita said, what did my friend do to make you hide in the forest? Then Krishna begins talking to Lalita and teasing her, when all of a sudden there's a voice from behind the scenes. It's Madhumanga. And he begins a sentence, but he leaves it half finished. He says, Jatila with the ones whose blossoms have opened. And all that Radha hears is the word Jyotila. She becomes very frightened and she says, oh no, a calamity, a great calamity. It is that terrible old lady. Let us flee. And with her two gopi friends, she exits. Then again the voice can be heard from behind the scenes. And it continues with the sentence. It says, Madhu says, covered with pollen in autumn, these beautiful Saptaparna trees look just like Jyotila yogis or devotees of Lord Shiva who wear matted locks of hair. So Madhu was not speaking about Jyotila who's coming. He was using the word, but Jyotila was not coming. So distressed, Krishna says, oh, the brahmachari Madhu Mangal has used the word Jyotila to describe the Saptaparna trees. These bitter words of his have ruined me. Never mind. Let me now go and find my gopa friends. And so Krishna and everyone else exits from the stage. That is the end of Act 6.